Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It makes the difference. Now, I made this statement many times, and nobody, I don't know if anybody's listened. Remember, prayer does not change God. God doesn't change. But it changes your perspective. Think about that. That's so powerful, and I hope you get that. God doesn't change. He knows the end before the beginning. And what we need to do is see it in His eyes and act accordingly. The power of God is real. Now, I had this thing. I don't know if I really want to read it. Let's take a look here. Yeah. About, there's 10 things. I got a lot of number of stuff, don't I? five things. Now this one, 10. You know what? I think I'm going to actually hold this one. Let's see here. It's 10 things. It's really good. Actually, I'll print it out if you guys want a copy of it. It's basically 10 stages that we go through with change. And I tell you, when I went through this list, I was in all of them. So, matter of fact, that's what I'll do. I'll get you a printout on that so you can study. I had this little funny thing I ran across and wanted to show you. It was this man in the back mountains of Tennessee. He found himself one day in a large city. The first time standing outside of an elevator. And he watched this old haggard woman hobble on the elevators and the doors close. A few minutes later, the doors opened and a young, attractive woman marched out. The old man hollered to his youngest son, "Go get your mother!" But you know, I've read that. That was so funny. Why didn't he get on the elevator first? You know, I was thinking about that. You know, he was trying to go get the wife and make her younger. That was funny. But that just shows change will come and change has to come. Now, since change has come, we told you there's two things that you can do with change. You can resist and suffer the consequences. If you just look at nature, anybody ever see those little squirrels? I was walking the other day and I seen the squirrel with nuts in his mouth. It was the funniest thing. But he was preparing for what? Winter. But he has so many nuts in his mouth. I wish I could have took a picture. It was great. So you can suffer the consequences if you don't adapt to change. Or you can, I should say that. You suffer the consequences, but if you adapt, you reap the benefits of change. Remember, change is good. Especially when God brings this change. Change will come. I simply suggest that we trust and obey God when changes come. And have faith in the one that changes not and that knows the end before the beginning. So when changes come, hold on to that anchor that never changed. It really gave me comfort. Because you know, I was a little saddened about Brother Larry, but then the Lord gave this message on change. I'm like, wow. So the pastor really didn't leave. We got our pastor because the focus is on God's Word. Because sometimes we get so tied in on a man, we lose focus. And God will shake it up. So that we can remember and get back. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take all of us. But we, through Christ, can do it. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Just thanking you for this privilege and this honor to hear from you tonight. Lord God, as we discuss change, it is so comforting to know that you change not. I even like the way you put it in your word in Hebrews, Lord, same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord God, we can find comfort in you and in your word. And Lord, we just thank you for everyone that came out tonight. And Lord God, we just ask that you just give us safety as we return to our destinations. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.